Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Talking about the top 10 French fries in America. Chick-fil-A waffle fries, number 10. Number 9, Taco Bell nacho fries. 8 and 7, places we've never heard of from other parts of the country.
Yes.
Number 6, Arby's curly fries. 5, Wendy's hot and crispy. Number 4, Popeye's Cajun fries.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Checkers or Rallies, depending on where you are. They're seasoned fries.
Right.
Number 2, McDonald's.
McDonald's at number 2. Really?
They are the standard, I feel like.
Every top 10 list you see about French fries, McDonald's is always number 1. They have perfected the French fry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the trans fat. They made it all nice and tasty.
I miss all that.
Yeah. I mean, I like the trans fat also, but I realize, you know, well some folks go out there like, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. So, yeah, trying to keep them from exploding on the highway. You know? Oh, great. Now we lost another one.
Yeah, they probably did research, all these heart surgeons.
Right. That's like, it smells like French fries now. Wow. Open his chest up.
1,000 out of 1,000 people here.
Right.
Do you like McDonald's the squishy fries. Long ones or the small little crunchy ones?
I like the long fries.
I like the long fries.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah, long fries.
More salt.
Yes, the long squishy ones.
And they're softer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that one little nub every now and then, that one that must have just hung out there for like 3 or 4 different, you know, fryings, and it's like burnt to a crisp. But those are tasty also. I give those love anyway.
Those little nubs, if you grab 5 or 6 at a time, and there's 1 or 2 in there, but you got a couple long fries, and you shove them all in your mouth, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you just take one of those little nubs and you eat it by itself, it's like eating a stick.
Right. And if you, I mean, McDonald's, when you go and take 3 or 4 fries out, you're guaranteed one is going to go under your seat. Those are the ones that slip under them. I would say if you look in most cars, you will find McDonald's French fries in any used car across the United
States. Here's where McDonald's can do it better.
What's that?
Because to me, French fries are best with ketchup.
Okay.
And they hand you 50,000 little packets. They have to come up with some kind of container that's like the barbecue sauce container.
Oh, like they do for
the...
You pull
the lid off.
Yeah.
And you got all the ketchup you want.
Like they do for the nuggets. The nuggets have that little
packet. I don't want to be surgically opening like 80,000 packs of ketchup so I can get through one large order of fries.
Yeah. And you know...
Right, so McDonald's is number 2.
They also give us more napkins instead of just one napkin for a Big Mac. Thank you.
I think you have to ask for it.
It's pretty implied you're having a messy meal in the car. Can you give me more than one napkin?
And number 1, Five Guys.
Five Guys, really. I'm calling BS. McDonald's at number 1. Five Guys should be further down the list in the top 10.
Really?
But Five Guys, it's a good French fry. Don't get me wrong.
Have you ever had them?
I mean, it's a good French fry. The thing is, they give it to you. You don't even get a container. They put it in a paper bag.
They try so hard to be the number 1 French fry.
They put it in a paper bag. A lot of times it's oversalted. And if you don't eat them right away, if you let that bag sit, you will see the French fries through the bag. It becomes clear.
It becomes
a window. It becomes like almost like a plastic, like see-through bag. Yeah, and they give it like you don't need that many fries. Like they give it like here's our entire inventory. They dump the entire thing.
You get extra.
It's like, I just want some fries. I don't want to I don't want to will these to part of my family later on after I pass on.
The fries with a side of fries.
I've died, and I'm going to give the 3-course portion of my Five Guys fries I bought in 1994.
My remaining collection of Five Guy fries from my order of 1994 will go to.
Yeah, I mean, it's very nice. They're very generous. Don't get me wrong on that part. It's nice. It's nice that someone actually does.
To Google it.
But goddamn, man, don't give me every fry you have in the house.
That's a bonus, AJ.
No, it's not a bonus.
I don't see how that's a negative.
No, because what happened is most people like myself will eat every single goddamn fry because they're still there and I don't, you know, shut myself up and say, oh, I probably shouldn't have any more of these. I'll just keep eating till my left arm goes numb.
What Five Guys does right, they fry their fries in the correct oil, which is peanut oil.
Yeah.
They give the perfect flavor.
Oh. Which, if you're allergic to peanuts, that's Deathville.
You can't go in there.
Yeah, my sister can't eat there.
They even give you like peanuts to eat while you're waiting.
Yes, they do.
In case you're too hungry to wait for your oversized burger and 3 3/4 ton fries.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and encourage you to throw it on the floor. So, like, how are they going to have a lawsuit if someone's slipping on a peanut shell and hitting the floor? Yeah, you're encouraged to throw the peanut shells on the floor.
No, I don't think they want you throwing garbage on the floor.
They do. One I went to had that.
No, you get a little tray.
Maybe you went to one that's not very clean.
I don't know. It was a very clean town. I'm not going to say where now.
Very clean town.
Very clean
town. Is
yes.
Clean.
Yes. It's known as a clean town.
What town?
Orange.
Orange. All right.
Yeah.
It was known as.
No, they said just throw them on the floor. Okay. But now you get the risk of someone slipping on I'm surprised it's not called Edna's, like some lady who fell getting lunch, slipping on a freaking, peanut shell, and cracking her head in the floor.
Edna's.
And then while she was waiting, she had a whole bunch of fries and had a heart attack.
Ed in Wallingford.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm familiar with the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. The place is absolutely hysterical. It's in downtown Vegas. They have their menu. They French fries. They call them flatline fries.
Yeah.
There's double bypass burger, triple bypass burger. When you go in, they make you wear a Johnny coat as a bib. They put it over your clothes.
Yeah.
There's a scale in front of the restaurant. If you're over 350 pounds, your meal is free.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's hysterical.
It's great.
A funny place. I think it's a chain.
Really?
They do have which is just, Chaz, several pizzas stacked on top of each other.
No, I don't like how that sounds.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's the owner of the place is a guy named Dr. John, and when you go in the restaurant, there's a huge mural of the Last Supper, and Dr. John is where Jesus is, and the apostles are all the other logos, Ronald McDonald, Burger King, and all that. It's absolutely hysterical.
Great sense of humor, yep.
Wow.
I wouldn't eat there if you paid me, but it's a great place.
I'd go in.
Really?
I'd go in.
I'd have one. Yeah, I like a single bypass burger.
Sounds like a fun experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. And actually, if you don't finish your meal, the nurses will paddle you. It gets a little risque, but it's Vegas. But it's
fun.
It is
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean, paddle you with a heart thing or with a wooden paddle? Like you've been a bad boy.
Oh, no,
you're joining
paddle,
a fraternity.
Yeah, you didn't finish. Yeah, exactly.
You've been a bad boy.
I have another.
On the tushy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am going there and not finishing my meal.
Well, actually, they give you a prostate exam.
Slappy on a tushy.
There's probably some videos on YouTube on it, I think.
Yes.
I'm not
100%. I have one right here, and the opening line is, fighting anorexia since 2005.
Yep.
Yes, that's the sign in front. Exactly.
Their mantra, if you will.
All right, thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, bye-bye.
You too.
Want to have a wild Las Vegas adventure? You've seen the Heart Attack Grill on television, the hospital-themed restaurant with waitresses dressed like nurses that feeds everyone over 350 pounds for absolutely free. Sure, you've heard of it, but never actually believed that it was a real place. Well, they're always on national TV news with actual customers being
They're showing a guy's hand drawing on a whiteboard with black marker.
Right.
And when they, said the nurse, he drew this hot, sexy nurse. And then the 350-pound guy, they draw a 350-pound guy.
Wow.
And then they draw his wife, who also looks 350 pounds. And then when they got to the ambulance part, the 350-pound guy grabbed his chest and went down to his knees.
Nice. Oh, boy.
And then he flipped over on his back.
Yeah.
And now the nurse is straddling him.
CPR.
CPR.
Wow.
You took the way in ambulances after having had actual heart attacks. People line up for the scale because everyone wants to eat free food. The Heart Attack Grill has been fighting anorexia since 2005. You'll be admitted by one of our lovely nurses, who will dress you in a hospital gown. You can have hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries, deep fried in pure lard.
What?
Beer, cigarettes, and the world's record richest ice cream.
Cigarettes?
Okay, he did say cigarettes. Okay.
So milkshakes are so...
Is this Dr. John speaking? Is that the owner?
It sounds like a voiceover guy.
Yeah.
He's too good.
That if they added even the slightest bit more cream, it would actually turn into butter.
And I've heard this voice before.
Yeah.
In something. I can't
For a hospital, I think.
I can't place.
The ice cream machine paddles from turning.
Depending on how hungry you are, the nurse will prescribe a single bypass.
What was that sound? Was that a fat guy getting a boner?
That was the guy, yeah, seeing the nurse.
That's what happens when your order's up.
A double bypass burger, a triple bypass burger, a quadruple bypass burger, which the Guinness Book of World Records awarded as number one in the world with 9,983 calories.
There should be a burger called Death.
Wow.
Instant
probably
death.
Is.
Yeah.
They go all the way up to the octuple bypass burger.
This feels like a massive coronary burger.
I got to tell you, when you get to 9,983 calories,
yeah,
they clearly don't want to hit 10,000, right? Because you just throw one more thing on there and you got a 10,000 calorie burger.
Done.
AJ, what was that last item you said?
The
death?
No, well, it's a death, but I said also the massive coronary.
They have a coronary dog.
Okay. All right, represent. Gotcha.
Hey, and yes, they
that's
do
just where the surgeons
strike.
Get started. They've broken their world record and kept building all the way to the octuple bypass burger. That's 8 half-pound patties with 40 slices of bacon.
40?
I would call it the colon clogger.
Finish their biggest burger, you'll get a free wheelchair ride out. But whatever you do, don't order more than you can eat. Because if you can't finish your entire plate, your personal nurse will give you a spanking in front of the whole restaurant.
And?
So the problem with this
you better
what?
Believe it hurts.
Ooh.
Oh, that was
that sounded
one.
Pretty smacky. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Smacky.
That sounds so
good. Sounded pretty smacky.
Pretty smacky.
Last year they did a kind of marketing ploy where they displayed the cremated remains of a past customer who died
that
at the restaurant
crazy.
While eating.
That's insane. Is that real?
They're like, you can't get better publicity than someone dropping dead in your place.
Is that real?
This is great.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lawsuit.
Located in the old historic district of downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Remember, the calories you eat in Vegas stay in Vegas.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, in your toilet.
This guy's great, Dr. John. He's got this whole thing where he's like, look, we're not pretending that fast food is healthy. That's for other fast food restaurants. I don't think you can eat healthy at a fast food place. So he tells everyone as they walk in, hey, thank you for coming. I hope you never come back again. This is unhealthy. Don't eat here. And it's like, it's just like a challenge. Like everybody's like, okay, I'm coming back tomorrow.
That's fun. Yeah. Ha ha.
Nick in Enfield.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys? How are you?
Yeah, my wife and I went to Vegas for our honeymoon in 2013, and dude, that place, the line was out the door and around the corner. Like, you could not get in there. It was unbelievable how packed that place was.
All right, that's some cardio right there.
Yeah. Well, it's the experience.
Yeah.
Were people walking out, or were they being stretchered out?
Or shot out?
Or tow motor?
You know, you could just see just the excitement in everyone's face when they're going in there. And you could actually see some people who were getting wheeled out, like in like a wheelchair type deal.
Did you make it in?
No. We the line was so long, we're like, oh, we'll try another time. And
yeah. It just never
happened.
Yeah.
That's why you're still on the phone today.
That's why you're still with us. This is great.
But, oh, man, that place is insane. It's all decked out. Like they, like you're saying, they hide nothing about how bad the food is.
Well, how bad for you it is, not how bad the food is, yes.
Well, yeah. Like, it's just horrible, horrible eating.
They do have soda that they serve.
Really cool.
Thank you, Nick.
They have soda machine, and it's full sugar Coca-Cola. So you can't get, like, Coke Zero. It's like, we don't offer that here.
Yeah, it's like Coke
get
Plus.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Right. I probably have a big bowl of sugar with a spoon there. If you had more sugar.
You snort lines of sugar, yeah.
Donna's been holding for a long time.
No, I mean, she was busy with the doctor all afternoon. She
Donna?
Wasn't sitting in that chair.
Lunchtime. Donna?
Let's let it go.
Donna.
I was at lunch. She had me close because Dana and Michelle went immediately, so I hung up. She put.
Who are the characters in this play?
Nobody early lunches or early lunch or whatever on the schedule.
They're at school.
They're at
school. Dana and Michelle take class. And me.
Hey, let's pick up Donna and Shelton. Donna.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey Donna.
Good.
What's new? Anything good?
So what's going on with the early lunches?
Yeah.
How's Dana and Michelle?
Right.
We're talking at work.
Yeah. What was that noise you made earlier? Had the pudding, did you?
And where I wanted to go was Danny's Drive-In.
Yes.
Because you know they have had the best French fries forever.
Yes, that's the place we were mentioning.
Yep.
That brought us food. That
almost, yeah, we almost had a fist fight over the French fries.
Yeah.
The waffle fries. Yep.
Yeah. They've been phenomenal. Well, I mean, I'm 66 now. I've been going there since I'm 5.
Wow. Whoa. It's a long line away to line.
That's, let me do the math.
There is a
long
time.
Yes.
In high school, skipping school to go get lunch there, and I walked in, and the principal was standing in line. I mean, it's literally one aisle.
61 years.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Yeah. What year was it? 61 years ago. Did someone do the math? So it's 2001. Well, so far, it's 19.
Carry the one.
60
something.
61. 1960.
Early 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like the Beatles were brand new.
Yep.
They were brand new. Yep. Remember them.
Wow.
So that is the place to go. It's been wonderful all these years. My kids go there. They can't believe how good the fries are.
We were talking about this the other day. The places that have been around for so long, there's a reason for that. And Connecticut's so lucky. We have so many places that have been around forever.
Centuries.
Because they're so good. We're very spoiled when it comes to food.
Yes, we are.
And when you grow up here, you just think, well, if, you know, there's just good food everywhere.
Yeah, no.
And I don't live in Stratford anymore. I live in Seymour now, and we still go down there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah.
And so, so especially when you're, you know, dealing with those crappy early lunches.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst part.
The rest of the day is so long.
What do you do? You a lunch lady?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, a nurse.
You ever paddle someone for not finishing their meal?
Not as of yet. Yeah. You
know? Not lately, no.
That's later today.
The principal one of ones.
Yeah. All right, Donna, thank you.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You
go to Danny's for lunch.
Yes.
There's like 80 places I want to go to right now.
Yes. What did he bring to us?
I need some kind of therapy because I can't stop eating, and I keep telling myself I'm going to lose that 10 pounds, and I just can't stop.
This is why you can't
get those. I see Ashley nodding in agreement.
Well, just, Chaz, picture yourself in a wedding dress. It helps.
Okay, it's a bad visual. Thank you for that. Chaz in a wedding dress.
I would need different therapy for that.
Yes, would.
It wouldn't be eating?
Yeah.
I have seen one of the two of you in a wedding dress before.
Who, me? No.
AJ.
Oh, you're talking to us.
Yes, right.
What?
And no one asked them to get in it.
Yes, you did.
No.
When I was Madonna for the Chaz and AJ Promise, where the dress came from, was not my idea.
No one asked you to be Sally Fields and Smokey and the Bandit.
Actually, yes, they did.
Okay. That's not how I remember the story. I just showed up and they were like, oh, hi.
Guess we have our frog.
So, John and Milford.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have to say that Freiburg.
Mouthpiece. Mouthpiece.
Hello.
Mouthpiece.
Can't hear you.
Act like that mouthpiece is a French fry. Go ahead.
I got to say Freiburg has the best fries.
Freiburg.
Like futuristic fries?
It says it in the name.
Freiburg.
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's in Milford. And they have their food truck, too.
Freiburg and Milford.
Bring it right to you.
All these places, I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah,
you live in, there's a million places.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I got to pay more attention. I'm just driving, you know?
It's like hand-cut fries with, like, they do with, like, fried egg on them and stuff like that. They have a pastrami one. It's crazy.
Pastrami sounds good. Fried egg on my fries, nah.
What? Come on. That's like a fried egg on anything is better.
Yeah, I'm not really into eggs, but thank you.
All right. Well,
hey,
we can get
into it. Yeah, you're not going to win AJ over.
Yeah, no.
I love Freiburg. Makes his own sodas, too, like wacky flavors.
So Freiburg is a person?
No.
You said his.
No, the guy that owns it.
Yeah. You may sound like this guy named Mr. Freiburg. I'm just doing to you what you do to me. Doesn't it suck?
I don't think he's bothered by it.
He's got like lavender flavor soda. It's really cool.
Huh.
lavender flavored soda?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, I don't think I'd like that.
It's like drinking that bathroom freshener in your house.
In your bathroom?
Yeah, lavender.
You don't put your bathroom freshener in your dining room.
I don't want, well, if grandpa came over, you want the freshener in there.
Yeah, you probably want it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You just put it in his front pocket.
Right, yeah, just hold on to this. You feel something loose, you know, spray this. God. You let loose, you press this button right here, grandpa.
I promise AJ's going to sober up in this break.
I'm fine!
I have not been this excited about a movie coming out for probably 5 years.
No.
This James Bond movie is going to be something else. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Joe Myers, the movie guy. Hello.
Good morning. I'm like you, man. I am so psyched about seeing this on October 8th. I'm hoping that it breaks all records, you know, and gets huge mobs of people back into movie going.
Cool. And what are records now, really? They're almost irrelevant because of the streaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Although, I mean, this is only in theaters, so theoretically it's going to force people to go out to their theater, you know. So if it doesn't set records in terms of this year, people are really going to be upset, the Hollywood people, because I think the expectation is this is the movie that's going to get people back in movie theaters.
It's Daniel Craig's last movie as yep. James Bond, and they have put everything, including the kitchen sink, into this movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
This
and the trailers
series,
are great.
This series with Daniel Craig not only revitalized the franchise, but it makes all of the other movies seem fake and stupid.
I think that his average movie as James Bond is like the best like movie to movie. Like he doesn't really have like any stinkers.
And now I'll take exception to what you said about what it does to the previous movies, because I am a huge fan of the Sean Connery films. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay, if you watch any one of these movies, Casino Royale, yep. Spectre, Skyfall, and you watch that, and then you watch a Sean Connery James Bond, you will not be able to get through it.
The pacing is so different.
You won't be able to get through it.
Now, Chaz, I noticed you didn't mention one of Daniel's movies, Quantum of Solace.
Horrible movie, but still better
See?
Than anything that
no
Sean Connery
way.
Did.
Uh-oh. That was fighting
no
words.
No way.
He's throwing down his glasses. I had to say, he's coming
it's
over here.
It's better than any Sean Connery James Bond.
He's going to slap you in the next week.
I'm telling you, Joe.
I'm not there. It's a good thing I'm not there in person, Chaz.
I would write such a bad review about you.
After years of having him on, he finally got mad enough to punch me out.
No, he's going to write the very terse words about you.
Yeah. Quantum of Solace was not great because they were coming up on a writer strike. They started filming the movie.
Well,
they didn't even have a script, which is a bad idea to start
excuses.
Filming a movie without a script. And then they were coming up on an actor strike, so they said, we need to bang this one out.
Well.
And they did. And so without the script, Daniel Craig really dove into the stunts, and he did a lot of the stunts.
That'd be good
but input. that's what the movie is. If you want to watch a movie with a lot of terrific stunts, that one's the one.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
But the story is, who cares?
Airplane diving.
Yeah.
Right.
Need to bang this
No, I love Daniel Craig. Don't get me wrong. I think he's terrific. I do think he saved the series when he came in with Casino Royale. I think he is just slightly under Connery as the best all-time.
Wow.
No, under no Connery.
Contest.
Right.
No. I feel it's no contest that Daniel Craig is the best James Bond.
Well, Sean Connery's the OG, man. You got to love him. It all started with him.
The OG.
The OG, yes. So it all began. You know, the James Bond car with the ejection seat and everything else. Ford's
you see these movies now, they seem hokey. It's like watching Buck Rogers. Back then it was like, oh my God,
no.
Space guy. And then you see a ship on a string and you're like,
If anything, the action scenes are more appreciated in the older movies because now they just CGI everything. Whereas this one, you actually had guys smacking the crap out of each other.
I'm telling you, watch a Sean Connery James Bond now. You will be, in 30 minutes, you'll be like, turn it off.
No. I watched all of them during the pandemic, and the only Connery one that I don't like, which I tipping you off, I put on my worst list, was Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah, that was when he came back.
Yeah.
They talked him into coming back.
That was his quantum of solace.
Throw up your money, Double Seven.
I'm telling you, like when a gadget is a stupid watch or a car with an oil slick.
But that was huge, and that was a Chevy, by the way.
Double Seven, just drive this.
I had a car like that.
Just drive this 63 Impala on the street.
Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't seem good at the time, but now when you compare it to what we have now, it's like putting a car from today next to a car from the 50s. It's like, okay, the styling is nice, and it is a classic, and I do have an affection for it, but this car outperforms that car in every single way.
Yeah, but the original one's worth money.
I must differ. Those Connery movies hold up, especially Goldfinger.
He begs to differ over here.
Okay, first of all, Sean Connery would fight and he would beat all these people up, but then you look at him, he's got man boobs. Like in the shots with him, like with no shirt on, it's like this guy couldn't beat anybody up.
Actually, he's a former bodybuilder from years ago.
Now I gotta look it up.
Get a still of him and Ursula Andress from Dr. No, the first film. He does not have man boobs.
Okay.
He's got like a rug for a chest, but yeah.
he's hiding weapons in there.
Oh my God! Get Gene Shalit, the movie person, in his chest.
He's got Gene Shalit in a headlock.
Don't mention ZZ Top downstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, don't even get me started. Look, I've been a fan of James Bond movies since I could remember.
Yeah, but you gotta love.
And I love Sean Connery.
You gotta love
Roger
him.
Moore. I love Roger Moore.
Moore was awesome too.
Yeah, and then you look back at these now, it's like, wow, those movies were really not good.
The ones you can forget is what's his name from that TV show.
Pierce Brosnan or whatever.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
GoldenEye is great. The first one was great. They made like three or four after that were definitely not great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were ready to move on from Roger Moore. He was too old to play that part.
They had Dalton in between him and Brosnan.
Absolutely.
One, I don't even put his movies on the list.
Yeah, Dalton, he had that thing like a shot with a paintball gun in the chin.
It's the cleft chin.
Yeah.
You just put a cigarette out in that.
Yeah. It's a handsome attribute.
He has an olive in my chin.
It's funny, if you watch the screen test for Daniel Craig, he was the skinny little guy, and when he got the part, he went into 7 weeks of training and bulked up. Like, if you look at a picture of it from him, from the screen test to when he was in Casino Royale, it's night and day.
Pay attention, 007, this is called a steroid.
Joe Myers is on. He's going to give us his top three favorite James Bond movies.
Yes, I have Goldfinger, The Spy Who Loved Me, and Casino Royale.
Oh. Wrong, and wrong.
Oh,
no.
That's it. Joe's getting the car right now and heading over here. That's it. Me in the parking lot.
Wrong.
Yep. 20 minutes, I'll be over here. Me in the parking lot.
I'm telling you, Joe, after our conversation.
I'm telling you.
You're going to watch a Sean Connery James Bond movie. You're going to say, wow, this pacing is slow. The story's predictable. And it's full of cliche one-liners. And really, these spy gadgets, not that impressive.
Like I told you, I've watched Goldfinger within the past year. And I think it's as good as it was in 1964.
Now it still rates up there, yes.
The Spy Who Loved Me, Roger Moore. Yuck.
Didn't he get sucked out of a window, Goldfinger, at the end?
Yes, he did.
The plane window?
Shot out the window and got sucked away.
Yep.
Yeah, Goldfinger's the one that really set the formula. It was the third James Bond movie, but it was the one that made the series into an international blockbuster phenomenon. You know, the Gadgets came in. It had that great title tune by Shirley Bassey. It was the first one to have a leading lady with a suggestive name, i.e. Pussy Galore.
Right.
You know, it just had, it had all of the things that would go on to become trademarks of the series.
Right. Well, she's a big woman. Was that also the first time they had the ejection seat in the car?
Yeah, that was the Gadgets really came in. That car, that Aston Martin had machine guns in the headlights. It had the oil slick. It had the bulletproof shield that went up. And then when the Asian guy was about to shoot him, he pushed the button and the guy was ejected.
You saw the guy from the back shot of the car in the dark. And he was going, ah! He launched it with the leg next week. That's great.
You know, when I went to see... When I went to see Tim Burton's Batman, I thought, this is great. Yeah. An amazing Batman movie. But now when you see Batman with, what's his face? Who was Batman before?
Affleck?
Christian Bale.
Oh.
When you see him.
Bale. Yes.
Ashley, go back to dreaming about a restaurant.
Ben Affleck should never have been a Batman.
No, Christian
we
Bale.
We agree there, yes.
You see that and you're like, this is a real Batman movie and they got it right, and this is exactly like the James Bond franchise. The movie making, the storytelling, the script, the action, and the acting. Way better.
You see, I would disagree. I didn't think the first Batman was that good when I saw it, frankly. But the ones that Christian Bale did were the best, far and away.
But you're also talking about technology as far as movie making goes and how it's a quantum leap forward. For the time, James Bond was the most amazing movies out there.
Well, there was a lot of boring talk in the what they did was James Bond was a fun story, secret agents and spies and sex and
cigarettes that shoot.
Yeah. They took that and they made a and they poured in a heavy dose of action and great acting. I mean, it's really, these movies are amazing. I'm telling you, Joe, you're going to watch. Now that we've talked, you're going to watch these Sean Connery movies. You're going to say, you know what? That Chaz was right.
I don't think he's going to say that.
Somebody as old as I am is suddenly going to change my view of a Sean Connery movie.
Yes.
I don't think so.
And it's happening right now.
I don't think so.
Joe's so taking a stand, damn it.
If you Google Sean Connery top four Bond moments, the very first moment they play, he's at a card tape.
Oh, this is Bond, James
this
Bond.
This goes on for 5 minutes.
Bond.
Like,
Bond, James Bond.
Right.
Sweetie.
Bonko, sweetie.
Bond, James Bond. Think about it.
Here's this top Bond moment from Sean Connery. One of his four top moments.
Well, that's his iconic movie moment.
Sweetie.
Say, sweetie.
The house will cover the difference.
Yeah, madame. Oui, monsieur.
Joe is just laughing on the other.
We're gonna hear.
That's not one of my top moments. Give me a break. But the moments I remember are ones like where he's on the sheet of metal with the laser heading right towards his crotch.
Oh,
and he asks Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk in cinema history?
It's been replicated thousands of times since it happened.
Goldfinger says, "No, I expect you to die."
That line also, iconic.
Come on,
A movie full of cliches.
No, it set them.
It's full of humor. It's sick comedy. Like when he tosses the heater into the bathtub and the guy's electrocuted and he says, shocking.
Or when the or when that one lady went into off that bridge into the piranha pond and goes, bought up her cheech.
I guess he got the point when he hits the guy with the spear.
Yeah.
Black comedy. It brought black comedy into the series.
Yeah, it makes it a big joke.
We saw Arnold Schwarzenegger try to do it 700 times too many in movies in the 80s. So when you see it now, it's like, ugh. But at the time, no one else was doing it.
For its time, it was cutting edge.
Ugh.
And the women were so sexy. I mean, those women in the Connery movies were...
They're hotter now.
Out of the sea. No.
I'm telling you, it's getting the car. Come over here.
Nothing is
Which movie was it where James Bond, Daniel Craig's coming out of the water on the beach, and there's that girl, she just got off the horse, And she's like in this.
Yeah, they flip the script where like he is now coming out of the water instead of
first you see him walking, then they show her on the beach getting off the horse.
Yes.
Oh please, that girl right there, whoever she is, she ends up dying.
No.
That is the hottest girl in a James Bond movie.
This is
Emma.
Point counterpoint. Now here we go.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Doctor. No. Come on. When she comes out of the sea in that bikini, iconic moment in James Bond history. She was incredible.
Now.
Here we go. That's it. Pistols at dawn.
Joe, which James Bond movie, Daniel Craig James Bond movie, is your favorite?
Casino Royale. I have that in
That was one of his
top three.
Yeah. See, what Joe did was he picked one movie from each actor, which we know. Like, look, life's not about being fair. Oh, everyone gets a trophy.
Wait, I'm getting a trophy?
No. It's my favorite.
Why the hell am I here?
You know, if I had given you three Connerys, you would have killed me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called you.
We said yes, and yes.
Exactly. You would have hung up on me 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
To Joe's credit, Goldfinger is one of the highest rated movies ever. Not James Bond movies.
Thank you, Patrick.
Based on the internet, and we know how great they are.
I know they yell at you on Facebook.
The best Daniel Craig James Bond movie, hands down, not even close, is Skyfall.
I love that movie.
That movie brings back the James Bond family. You have M, you have Q, you have Money Penny.
ABC.
XYZ.
They introduced the younger Q in that one, and he does something in that movie really bothers me.
Is that John Cleese as Q?
No. The real young guy. He's great. He's fine. But they have his character mess up in such a very non-like, we're all super spies, we're smarter than everyone else way that I think people who have watched the movie, like all the James Bond movies, like, come on. Like, you're just doing this to give screen time to the villain, who is also a great villain, by the way.
Yes.
And that is a big bugaboo with that movie, is that scene.
Sometimes you have to have something happen just so you can get to the next part, and you don't have 15 minutes to have it unravel.
But this was so bad. It was like grade school.
Right, don't
mess
be harsh in my
I'm
buzz
just
here.
Saying,
okay?
There are some
it's a bugaboo.
Knocks about that
Skyfall. Skyfall. Best movie. Does James Bond's backstory.
Buckaboo.
They bring in the James Bond family. It is the only movie James Bond movie where I was actually watching it and got teared up when M died.
Really?
Oh,
yes. You don't think that was sad? Judy Dench, who's a great actress, dies on screen, and Daniel Craig's over her crying. No, I loved it. This is sad. Like, wow, a James Bond movie actually got into my heart.
See, I thought she would explode.
He got her killed by taking her to a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
What a dumb move that was.
The farmhouse,
you're making me mad.
That was so dumb. James, I mean, he might as well have shot her himself.
He walked right into the plot that the enemy set. Like,
exactly. I mean, how to take her to an isolated house in Scotland.
We don't have time for this. We both agree that this new movie is going to be hopefully tremendous, but I'm more excited about this movie than I've been for any movie in like 5 years.
Me too.
Have you seen that trailer?
The trailer is great. And their social media has been great. So they've been putting out all kinds of historical stuff. I mean, the Bond producers are fabulous at promoting a movie. I just cannot wait for this thing.
Remember how Daniel Craig got torn up by the media when they announced him?
Yeah. A new Bond?
It was bad.
Yeah. Yep. Now they love him. So.
Yep.
Well, it was the blonde Bond, and then he came into the press conference on a boat by the British Marines, and he had a life jacket on, and everyone went nuts, like, James Bond's wearing a life jacket.
He doesn't wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
It's a hard role to take on. People have such high expectations. You know, whoever the next one is, I pity them in terms of the anticipation.
They should just keep him until he's really old and make a gold Bond.
Yeah, the next, you don't want to be the next one. You want to be the one after that one. The next one's going to have one or two movies, and they're going to be like, yeah.
You got to be the cleanse the palate one, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a great 45-minute like documentary on Daniel Craig as James Bond, and they take you through each movie. It's on Apple, and it's free.
Yes.
And it is the most fun to watch. And what you get from that is that he really loves that franchise. He really worked well with everybody. He has a real bond.
Yep. He bonded with them.
With everybody. And the media just reports that he said, oh, yeah, I'd rather cut my wrist than do another Bond movie.
Of course.
He was asked that question 2 days after he got done filming a movie that he pretty much filmed the entire thing with a leg that needed surgery.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to prolong the filming for 9 months. So he did it with the leg like that. Yeah. He was in fight scenes and action scenes.
Wow,
and he was in pain the entire movie. Badass. So he gets done 2 days later. They're like, will you do another? He's like, no, I'd rather slip my wrist.
Right.
And that's all you hear.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I know.
Not
I
in a bad way. Yes.
I know.
But watch this trailer. Oh, my God. There's two. And one ends where this Land Rover almost lands on him. Like it flips front, back over front.
Well, it's Land Rover.
He takes a step out
it's
of the
incredible.
Way.
Right.
And it starts sliding near him, and he starts unloading the gun on it. And see, that's what this is what you have to do. Because you can't count on the guy dying
that's
in the accident.
That's a ride of 95 around here.
if your heart doesn't pound when you watch this trailer, either one of them, I don't know.
Yep.
I think you're dead.
Yep, I agree.
The worst Bond movie ever made. Which one would you say, Joe?
I'm going to go with A View to a Kill, which was Roger Moore's worst. That was the one where he exited the series. It was really bad. Chris Walken, who's a great actor, was a lousy villain. You know, it was just a bummer. You know, and it was the first time it was the first time I noticed the stunt guys being put in for Moore. That the guy, you know, in the car looked younger. Than Moore did, you know.
Oh,
it was
really
it was unfortunate. It was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, I don't even remember that one. I know I watched it, but there's nothing memorable to me.
Christopher Walken as a villain.
Totally
Mr. Bond today is here. I must kill him.
And Grace Jones was in it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
Yeah,
one.
Remember? Yeah, doing nothing.
All right, Joe, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. I enjoyed today. And we're linked up to all things Joe Myers at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, Joe. Nicole Richie turned 40 this week and celebrated with a party featuring a birthday cake and candles. As she leaned forward to blow out the candles, her hair caught on fire on both sides of her head. Did you see this video?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
I mean, you know, take note, you have long hair. She probably had a couple of pops in her because it's a birthday party, but she leans in, and she leans in real close to blow the candles out, which means it's spitting the cake.
Right, I thought you weren't supposed to do that anymore.
But she comes down, and you see this, you know, like her hair is coming down, it's curly, and it goes right into the candles, and that hair just goes up like a Roman candle.
Huh. Yeah. You know, there's nothing that she could do where she gets attention where I think that it wasn't planned.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd go this extreme, like setting her head on fire.
Could be a wig, no?
You can see the look on her face when that sucker goes off. Like, she's like, what? Yeah.
All right, let's hear the sound.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
So everybody throwing drinks on her? What happens there?
That's all her. She's patting her hair out and everything. I guess those who are off camera are screaming reactions on, you know, her hair. It's all about the hair and the Beverly Hills and all that stuff. That was the whole point.
That does look real.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get flamed that close to your face.
No. They would not.
Just for attention, I would hope.
I'd hope so, too.
Yeah. All that.
Oh, wow. It was a lot of hair.
Yeah.
A lot of fire.
Yes, it was.
I was expecting, like, long hair, like extensions. Some girls snap in extensions.
Yeah, no, this is her hair.
Yeah, this looks like her hair.
And now it's shorter. But, I mean, realize, ladies, you know, if you're having a birthday candle or birthday cake rather with candles, maybe, I don't know.
If you're having a birthday candle.
Put you know, your hair into a ponytail behind you before you blow the cake out.
Who's blowing out the cake?
You know, it's around this time every day I want to kill you.
No, it's usually around 5:30.
Okay.
I thought you were a ducky.
Well, this is the... You're going to be ducking a second of crap on your head.
There's a lot of flame there. Like, that could easily have, like, scarred her face. This is real.
I think so.
How are you going to scar face, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, that is
that's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
It is.
Yeah, that's real panic.
Wow.
That's real screaming. That's real flames.
Definitely dumbassery.
Yes. And not to mention the whole area smells like burnt hair in it.
Yeah, that was how you would know it was real, if you were there.
Right.
That's an unmistakable smell.
You know what? I feel like having cake now.
Well, I know the hair really lit on fire. My thought was it was fake to get attention, because these reality stars, they know how to get a headline.
Yeah.
No one cares about her. No one's
right. What does she do anymore?
I forgot about her. Off the radar.
First of all, she never did anything.
No.
She's Lionel Richie's daughter.
She was in Simple Life with Paris Hilton. Yeah. That was big for a little while. That's it.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
She did have another series in 2014, Candidly Nicole.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And
I forgot about that.
It's
like 2 weeks.
It was, it looks like at least 2 seasons.
Wow.
32 episodes. I don't know what that would be.
Wow. No idea. I watched some of the Simple Life because I was curious what it was all about.
What did you think?
I thought it was stupid.
It's very stupid.
Yeah. It was just a series of them trying to do, like, it was almost like two, like, you know, like Hollywood girls trying to do the same stuff that that one guy, Dirty Jobs, does. Mike Rowe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. They combined the two shows. They took these two princesses.
Oh, look, they showed up underdressed again.
Oh, look, yeah, this one's wearing heels and plowing a field. Oh, no, this one has to, this one lost her bracelet, you know, having to inseminate a cow. Yeah.
Wow, that is.
Did that happen?
I have this video on.
It did.
I'd watch that.
They actually inseminated a cow.
I remember seeing the commercial for that.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Why don't you Google that? Maybe we can get the sound of her.
Yeah, let's see.
I think she had to stick her arm up a cow's butt.
Yeah, like almost like the elbow.
Well, maybe not the butt.
Right. They said, "Look, there's
I'm watching this video on.
There's a prize in there.
Loop of her hair catching on fire. It's pretty bad. Like it could have been horrible.
Yeah, she could have been Johnny Human Torch. Flame on. Incredible.
The mistake she made, she tried to blow out the candles furthest away first. You start with the ones closest and work your way out.
Well, we're not talking about, you know, SAT scores over here.
Yeah. No doubt.
Right. Luckily, the wind going through her ears put the fire out.
I'll tell you what, there's more yelling in this cow scene than there was when her hair was on fire.
Well,
where's Lionel Richie?
Well, that's the call. That's the call. What do we have here?
So this is the scene, the cow scene. She's got the big plastic glove all the way up to her shoulder. She's up past her elbow.
That's Paris Hilton right there.
No, that was...
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.